Do you think that Bronny James is really going to make it to the NBA?
Bronny and Bryce both going to make it.
Both?
Both of them. But let me tell you why. Okay. So, a lot of times, players, like D'Angelo Russell made this tweet the other day. Like, the NBA is filled with freak athletes and not a lot of basketball players.
Freak athletes
and but not a lot of basketball players. Like, think about it. Giannis.
He's a freak.
Shaq.
Freaking nature.
LeBron.
Freaking nature.
Curry.
Freaking nature.
Like, just think about all these superstars. All these, who else? KD.
Freak of a nature.
Exactly. So, like, all these, like, all right, so it's a lot of freak athletes and not a lot of true talent. Their father is LeBron James. They're going to be freak athletes regardless. They might not
That's
be.
That's not true. That's they're not, not they true.
Might not, they
That's
might not true. Be a LeBron level, but they're going to be freak athletes. Give those freak athletes the tools that them young boys have, that Bryce and Bronny both have great vision, both have a great handle, both know how to see the floor and have a high basketball IQ. Them boys going to be
what
great.
What you don't understand is, though, nigga, Bronny is 6'2".
He is 6'2". Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with 6'2". That.
His brother had a growth spurt.
No, I honestly say that. They both 6'4".
No, they're not. They're both 6'4".
They both 6'4", bro.
Bro, yeah. Bryce is like 6'7".
He's like 6'.
He just had a growth spurt to 6'7".
Allegedly, he's 6'6". But if you look at some pictures, bro, him and Bronny be right there like neck and neck.
No, bro, that's not true, bro. He might be slouching or something. I'm trying to tell you, bro.
I'll give Bryce like an inch.
Bro, I'm trying to tell you. Bryce had a crazy growth spurt. I will put all my money on Bryce making it if he takes it seriously. Bronny, I don't think he's going to do it.
They're both
the only reason why he would make it to the NBA, and that's why I would cut it. All right. But the only reason why he would make it to the NBA is because, shit, his father's name, bro. And let's just keep it a bean. If LeBron, because LeBron's been speaking this into existence for how long?
Yeah.
You got to think about the amount of money that's about to go into this. You know how many dads is about to start buying father-son jerseys, bro?
That's going
to
be tough.
Oh, I need to find a way to invest in the Lakers, bro. Because that invest when that happens, bro,
I ain't gonna cap,
that's going to be crazy.
I thought you was going to say, I need to find a way to have a kid.
nah, bro.
He want to participate in that battle. Like,
no,
damn,
bro, I don't want no father son. Nah, but that would be so fire.
Yeah.
But both of them be James. LeBron James' number be this, and then his number be that. Yeah, that like, would be so hard, bro. That would be so tough. And like I said, that's the only reason why I see them actually making it happen is because of the money that they're gonna come that comes along with them both being on the same team.
Yeah, and I was gonna say that like LeBron has been talking about how he wanted Bronny to be on his team since what 2016. He said I'm not gonna retire until I get to play with my kids.
Facts, and that's so true. But I just don't think that he has the talent. And so when he does make it to the NBA, right?
Yeah.
I just don't see him putting up too many numbers either. I sound like I'm a hater right now. I don't want to hate. I don't want to sound like a hater. I love LeBron James. But let's just keep it realistic, bro. His son is not that tall, and he barely has hops.
But, okay, the only reason why I have faith in LeBron's son, but let's look at it like this, right? Let's look at D-Wade's son. Not in the league. Shaq's son. Not in the league.
He's working on it though. He's working on it.
Like he had the whole heart thing, so he had something against him.
Yeah.
But a majority of the time when these superstars have kids, Michael Jordan's kids were bums.
Terrible.
So when these superstars have kids, they don't go to the NBA. But look at the role players. Klay Thompson dad, nigga made an NBA superstar. Steph Curry dad, nigga made an NBA superstar. What I think is when you give players the fundamentals and let them find like the way that they're going to use their athleticism later, you get great fucking players. Like, and plus also, if I had to play the game fundamental, because I'm not like a freak athlete like Shaq or D-Wade or Michael Jordan was, I'm teaching you fundamentals. So now, his whole life, he ain't getting none but fundamentals.
Yeah.
A fundamentally sound player, and now, shit. Out of nowhere, you find out these niggas can be the fucking Splash Brothers. You know what I'm saying? That's what I feel like LeBron is doing. He's giving his kids fundamentals. Steph Curry didn't have crazy numbers in high school.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson didn't have crazy. They were both good basketball players who went on to be NBA superstars. That's why I have faith in Bronny and Bryce. Because them boys, like, if you sit there and really watch them play, their mind is up there.
How can you say that? Bryce only had like 2-3 points in the last game. What are you talking about?
But you got to see how he got the points, though.
He ain't do
you got to see
real,
how he
bro.
Got the points, bro.
I don't think that.
And it was like I forgot how he scored, but them shits was cold, though.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro.
And he was playing
the
up.
Only reason they're not, I just don't see them getting a ring. I'm going to keep it a bean. I'm going to keep it a stack. And I hope that they're able to look back at this and prove me wrong. But until then, them niggas is not making it to the NBA. Y'all let us know if you think that they are.
This nigga said he ain't even worried about the NBA. He said rings. But let us know. I know they get to the NBA. I can really care less about the rings. But
I don't.
Let us know what y'all think. So next, school just started.
Yes, it did.
And we have some incoming freshmen here at our school. What school do we go to, Million?
Fort Valley State University, FVSU.
So we just wanted to say, what's up, you guys? I'm Trey.
It's your boy, Million.
And we're listening to Millions. We record right here on campus. We walk around every once in a while, do public interviews. And we wanted to give you guys a few college survival tips. Because we both have been here longer than what we were supposed to be here for.
And this is not just for Fort Valley. This goes for all colleges universally. Tip number one. Tip number one. All right. Listen, y'all. Whatever you do, do not buy a book. Again, I repeat, do not buy a book.
Unless the work is integrated into that book.
Yes. Unless it's like a
Cengage type book.
Yeah, electronic book or something like that. You need it, because otherwise you're not going
to
pass that
class. Be able to do your work and get your grades.
Right. But if I always tell people, here's my first tip, right? What you do is when you first sit down in class, wait at least a week or just a little bit to like your first test, quiz, whatever, and see if you can pass that without your book. If you can pass it without your book, you don't need your book.
Because I'm gonna keep it 100% honest with y'all. It's like my history courses, English courses. They tell me to buy a book, and we open that book like two times without a semester.
I'm trying to tell you, and you just spent $300 on a big ass book that you will not be using.
A big ass fucking paperweight.
Oh my God. And then you gotta listen, y'all. There's a website out there. It's called Z Library. I'm going to put the link up here. This website, I don't even know if I should be talking about this. This website has all the books that you need. Trust me. I hope this doesn't get taken down. But go ahead and give us number two.
Tip number two, don't be afraid to have fun. College is about learning about who you are. It's about going out, trying new things, trying new experiences. Don't get caught up in, I have to have an A. I have to do this. I have to do that. Because at the end of the day, nobody's going to ask how long you were here, and nobody's going to ask what your GPA was. When you graduate, you get a job. All they care about is the fact that you have that piece of paper.
Facts.
So just worry about making these 4 years the most amount of fun you can have. In my case, 5.5. In his case, 5. But we have fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to force yourself to be, well, some cases you might have to miss a party or two. Don't go crazy, but please enjoy yourself.
Facts.
You don't get these 4 years again, and when they're over, you're gonna miss them.
You really will, man, because then you start life for real.
Because, like, this is like, college is like you're not, you're an adult, but you're a sheltered adult.
And then you got an excuse to still use when you tell people, like, you're still figuring out life. Right. Yeah, I'm in college right now. So, like, is like a universal answer for saying, nigga, let me find out how to figure, let me figure out what the hell I want to do with my life.
Nigga, let me cook.
I'm saying, let me just take a little bit more time to figure out what I got cooking for myself.
What you got for us for tip number three?
Tip number three. Please, 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 whatever you do, get in good with your professor. Because at the end of the year, when you really start taking your class seriously and you need that F boosted up to a B and you have no type of relationship with your professor, don't expect that thing to happen. Now, what you do is first day of the class, you walk up to your professor and you tell them, hey, you know what? I've heard about your class. Ask them a little bit about their day. Get in good with them. And then voila. You just built yourself a connection. They look at you as a student that actually wants to try and actually wants to succeed, and they will not fail you because they're human. They have hearts too, y'all. I'm trying to tell you.
And for our last tip, get involved. Don't sit in your room all day. Don't waste your time. Don't go out, meet people, and find an organization. If it's the chess club, the Royal Court, whatever you want to do, a fraternity, a sorority, go get yourself involved on campus. That's how you meet your lifelong friends. You can't meet your friends in your dorm room. Yes, my freshman year roommate is probably still my best friend, one of my best friends to this day. Mm. But that's not going to be the case for everybody. You have to go out and find your friend group. And it's the easiest way to find a friend through a similar interest.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're already in college and you want to leave some tips for the freshmen coming into school, leave them down in the comments. And for the freshmen, let us know what you think about the tips that we gave you. Hey, bro.
Talk to me.
I was scrolling through Twitter.
Yes.
And I seen a picture of Carly Rae then and a picture of Carly Rae now. And what I have to say is, bro, this plastic surgery, fake titty, BBL culture has to stop. The beauty standard should not be fake. Like, in my personal opinion, like, the person who I'm involved with, right? She says, oh, I want to get butt shots. I want to get a I'm like, no, you're beautiful just the way you are. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with wanting to modify your body, but I feel like we need to accept all types of beauty for what it is.
Okay.
He looks like he got something to say. What you got to say, Million?
Yeah, because you're saying accept all types of beauty, but they're accepting their beauty through plastic surgery.
That's not exception. What you're doing is you're finding an imperfection in your natural self and saying, dang, my butt's flat. Right now, big butts are popular, so let me go put some shots, or let me go put some implants in my ass. Or even back when boob jobs were like the most popular version of plastic surgery. Dang, my titties aren't big enough. I have these little girl boobs. Let me go put some implants in my tits. Or back when aging was a problem, let me go put Botox in my cheeks so I don't look as old as I used to look. Accept yourself for who you are.
Have you ever had braces?
Yes.
Shut the hell up then.
No.
Why did you get braces?
That's not plastic surgery.
No, why did you get braces?
You're supposed because to
you
have
saw
straight
an teeth. No, you saw an imperfection. You said, hold on. Whoa, rewind. What did you just say?
You're supposed to have straight teeth.
You're supposed to have straight teeth.
Yes.
Are you 100% sure about that?
Yeah.
You're capping.
Let's Google it
right now. You're not supposed to have straight teeth.
Let's see.
You were born with crooked teeth. Why did you change them?
I was not born with crooked teeth. I was born with buck teeth.
And why did you change it?
I got a fight over that.
And why did you change it?
Because my mom made me get braces.
No, nigga, because you didn't feel comfortable.
On God.
You didn't feel comfortable.
Mom, comment on this video. I did not. I swear to God, I didn't want braces. I said, Mom, do we have to get braces?
I say, listen, if you don't feel comfortable, it's okay to take that shortcut.
Straight.
Why do you work out, nigga?
Natural.
Why do you work out?
That's completely different.
Why do you work out?
That's completely different.
Why do you work out?
Because I was depressed.
Exactly. These women are really depressed out here with small asses.
He was going to pick any answer. He was going to run with anything I said.
Listen, itty bitty titties, they are depressed out here.
Oh, wow.
The itty bitty booty committee, they're depressed out here. And I say, you know what? If getting a fat ass and feeling so siliconish, it doesn't matter. If you feel comfortable getting that done, do it. I'm all here for it. Because when they start making dicks longer, nigga, I'm here for it.
You gonna go get your dick enlarged?
Hell yes, nigga!
You're tripping.
Hell yes! I'm gonna go get my dick enlarged. And if they start doing the thing where they can give you the six packs, which I think they did.
You know, Drake got that shit done.
What?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
nigga, I'm on my way then. Nigga, what are you saying?
Bro, just go work for it.
Okay, but there's shortcuts so to certain things, bro.
It's so much more rewarding.
Fuck that. And then you got to realize, some women really can't work towards getting a bigger butt.
Yes, you can. That's a lie. The women, well, you know what? Fuck that. That shit is a lie. I'm not pandering to no fucking audience.
Super skinny ass girls. Come on now.
Yes, nigga. Anybody, like, you're not going to get no fucking pinky badonkadonk, but you gonna get some shit. It ain't gonna be the fattest, but you can work for anything you want, bro.
No.
Why can't you make yourself taller?
Nope.
The only two things that you have an excuse for is your titty size and your height.
Trey, how tall are you?
I'm fucking 5'10" and a half.
Cap.
Nigga, take my license.
Nigga, the cap.
Oh, God.
Nigga, you put your own height on your license. They don't go over there and measure you, nigga.
Nigga, no, I was. They you had put your shit. Own.
That's cap.
They had this shit.
That's cap,
bro,
nigga.
At the DMV, that's they had such the cap, fucking
nigga.
Shit.
Nigga, you, I'm 5'10 they don't on God. Measure you on shit. God.
Chat. I said chat. I can't even stand up. You can't see. See, I'm so tall, bro. I can't even fit on
nigga,
camera,
you're
bro.
Not.
Fuck
you're
you talking,
not.
Nigga. I'm really 5'10
though.
You're
not. I'm
really
5'10.
And I know
you're not finna sit here and tell me that
I know I'm 5'10.
You're not finna sit here and
tell
me
I know I'm 5'10.
You're not going to sit here and tell me that you would not get some type of surgery to make yourself 6'2.
I don't want to be 6'2. I've never. And let me tell you, I know I'm 5'10 because I'm in the back of my lawn. And the nigga in front of me 5'9. Unless the whole line just capping, we all just some cap ass niggas giving ourselves inches and shit.
Nigga, don't sit here and act like there's not niggas behind you.
It is niggas
okay,
behind you.
Okay, so shut the hell up.
It's 12 of us.
That's
damn.
What I'm saying.
If you would have cut off at 9,
up,
I would have been a tail.
Bro, shut the hell up, bro.
And my tail 6'2.
Bro, shut the hell up, nigga. You are short. And you would not get anything.
Nigga, this
to
nigga,
fix
we're
yourself.
The same height. How tall are you, Million?
I know this nigga did not just.
Bro, we're the same height, bro. How tall are you, Million?
I know this.
How tall are you, Mill?
I know this nigga
Troy.
Did not just
Troy
fucking
right
lie
now.
Through
I'll
his
Troy.
Motherfucking
I'll
teeth
Troy right
and
now.
Say that we're the motherfucking same
where
height.
Where Troy at?
Nigga,
Troy?
Are you stupid?
Where Troy at? Let me call Khalil.
This
Troy
nigga
has
is.
Asleep.
This nigga
is tweaking.
Visually retarded or something.
This nigga's tweaking.
You
bro.
Have to be visually
this,
retarded.
Wait, hold up. We wasn't even talking about it. We was talking
but,
about
hold
BBL.
On. I understand, but this
nah,
nigga is visually
up.
Retarded.
Nah, you got me fucked up.
You
Khalil
are
better
visually retarded.
Nigga talk about how you always want to be on the pod, bro. This your opportunity, bro.
This nigga is visually
nigga
retarded.
Ooh, you said the R word. You gonna get us canceled, bro.
I don't give a fuck. You
damn, this
that's
nigga
what
folded.
You are, nigga.
This nigga folded. Damn. This nigga, Troy got Troy asleep. He gotta goddamn go to PT in the morning. If Troy answered this, he the GOAT. Whenever we call somebody on camera, they never pick up, bro.
We gonna see.
Thinking I don't know nothing, I ain't no fool.
I think this nigga's still dumb as shit. For nah, you really
nigga.
Disrespected
nah,
me, nigga.
Nigga. You disrespected me.
I'm 6'2".
You
you're 5'10".
You're
there
not no
a...
fucking 6'2". Oh, the cap! Oh, this nigga just capped. This nigga said I was capping with 5'10". They called himself 6'2". That's crazy. Yo, that's crazy. Oh my God! No, it's no way this nigga just called himself 6'2". Hey, we ended the episode. This nigga's cap. This nigga's cap. Oh my God! This nigga just cap like
nigga, you're my
this
son.
Nigga, this nigga just said
you are my
look
son.
He's on his tippy toes. Look at the floor. He's on his toes. He's on his toes.
This nigga is my son. If you really
oh,
think that you're my
wow.
mom, what are we saying right now? This nigga
give
really
you a,
just tried.
You probably like 6 feet, nigga.
I'm
5'11. You're
what
not 6'2. Oh my God.
What
if
is
I'm
wrong
not five,
with this nigga?
If I'm not 5, you really not 6'2.
Nigga is
if
dumb.
I'm not 5'10, you're really not 6'2.
Yo, y'all let us
that's
know who's
crazy.
Taller. Y'all let us know who's taller and
oh,
who's over here capping.
I'm not even saying you not. I just
this
said,
nigga thinks that I'm fucking.
My whole life just said this nigga might have an inch or two, but this nigga saying he's 6'2 is crazy.
I'm 6'2.
Crazy.
I'm 6'2.
No, wow.
That's crazy as hell. Y'all let us
that's
know, man.
Crazy.
I love how you just kept on camera. You're a cow.
I can actually show you what my shit says.
Music, entertainment, black culture, we're listening to.
And I'm counting every one of y'all until I get to a million.